Good morning, family. Welcome to another episode of Inside the Armor. I'm your co-host, Big Brother Boom, and I'm joined by my podcast partners.
This is Joe.
Russ.
Well, all right. What's going on, fellas?
What's happening?
What's going on, brother? Big Brother Boom.
Big Brother Boom. Everything's good. Everything's good.
All right, fellas. We have made it to episode 18.
Man.
What you talking about,
man? I tell you, 18,
that's good stuff.
Yeah, it is. Yes, it is.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So this one is entitled War. Are you in the fight?
Yeah.
Y'all hear that?
Edwin Starr.
There we go. I know Boo would know. I knew he would know. So I had to kick that off, y'all, because the topic is war, and it came to me strong, man. I had a crazy week, and all this information, all these thoughts were crossing my mind all week, and I said, you know what? I said war. You know, I said that's what we're going to talk about, war, spiritual warfare, right? Because it is real, in my opinion, in my experience, it's real. But I think it's especially appropriate in this day and time due to a number of things. And I'll discuss, one of the reasons why, or one of the catalysts for the topic, coming to my spirit this week. But one of the main things, and I think all of us can agree, when you look at the media and you look at what's going on with COVID and all these things, man, there's so much, so many things going on, I think, that contribute to our mental psyche, our spirits, and so many things that are encroaching on our peace. And I just had this macro thought of, man, we are at war, and I don't know if we talk about it enough. You know, we sort of glaze over it. We talk about things to sort of, de-stress. And we've had podcasts on, strategies on dealing with, different types of things. But I just felt it was appropriate to revisit, spiritual warfare. That's how how the topic came. It just felt like it was, it was a time to talk about the war, man. Talk about the war.
That's all spiritual warfare, man. That's a real thing.
Yes, sir.
It's a real thing. And if you don't believe it, live a little while and you'll understand that thing is real.
Yes, sir.
So that falls in line with our whole mantra, right? Inside the armor. And that was the basis of it. Coming straight out of Ephesians in the Bible, when it's talking about spiritual warfare, putting on the full armor of God, and it helps us navigate through those war situations, through those battles that we experience. But, I don't want to go heavy into that, because I know we will delve into it as we're going through today, talking about all of this. So that's good stuff, man.
Real talk.
You queued up Edwin Starr's version of war. I like Pastor Charles Jenkins' song, This Means War.
This Means War.
Yeah, This Means War. Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And the fact of the matter is, if you are not about anything, if you're not serving the Lord, if you're not trying to be impactful to his kingdom, mm-hmm. then you might not be in a war.
Mm. Mm. Boy, that's deep.
And the fact that you're in a war means that you're about something, because the enemy says, shoot, this dude is he's a threat to me, so I gotta fight this dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Now, I'm gonna disagree with you, Boone, because you're in the war, you're just fighting for the other side. You don't even know it.
Oh, ooh.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. I got you there. That's right.
That.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
You're in
that's
the right. war.
You're in the war, but you're fighting on the other side.
There you go. There you go.
Man, that boy good right there. That's deep, man. Yeah, and it's so crazy, because when I looked up you know, when the subject came, I looked up the subject war, like, you know, I thought I knew what war was, and I think I do. And the definition of war was it called a struggle, a conflict. The definition was an armed struggle, an armed conflict is what war is, mm-hmm. between two or more sides. But I think that's, you're right on it, Joe. If as believers, we know what side we're on,
right.
But if you're a non-believer, you know, you like, I don't believe in the God. I don't believe in any of that stuff. Oh, you in the war.
You in the war.
you on the other side.
You better believe it.
That's you real, know, man.
You might not be wow. actually fighting,
right.
But you're definitely carrying the equipment for the war. Mm. So, you know, you got mules on both sides, right?
Gracious, yeah.
So you just might be a mule.
Just might be a mule. Man.
Man, what does that look like? Whew.
Man, that's powerful, boy.
What does that look like? That can fall into so many different categories, man.
Yeah.
When you think about, so, you know, some time back when I was talking, when I was doing the talks for the firefighters, and one of them I was talking about being an impact player, right? And okay. We just, you know, all of us play that role. So I always, going back to sports, define it as an impact player on a sports team. Mm-hmm. And what does that look like? And that player comes in and changes the condition of that game, right?
Okay.
And because he's an impact player, that means that the opposing team knows who he is too.
Mm-hmm.
And then oftentimes the opposing team will try to develop a strategy to contain that impact player. And a lot of times he'll have such an impact that even the crowd will know who he is. They will know his name. And mm-hmm. when you think about being an impact player and the power behind that, then when you look at real life mm-hmm. and understanding that each of us are impact players or influencers. Influencers, sure. that's the new term of the, yeah. today, right? But, yeah. you know, the people that we come in contact with, we have influence or we have an impact on their lives.
Right.
Good or bad.
Good or bad, good point. Yep.
And then when you're all, like we were talking about the spiritual warfare, when you're fighting on one side and you are an impact player, best believe that the opposing team knows who you are.
Right.
They know your strengths and your weaknesses, and they try to exploit your weaknesses and move away from your strengths. So when we have God, when we have God and Jesus on our side, and the mm-hmm. Holy Spirit living in us,
mm-hmm.
guaranteed that the other side is trying to develop a strategy to take us down. They're trying to exploit our weaknesses as opposed to and staying away from our strengths. So
you want to be so impactful that the enemy is staying up all night trying to game plan against you.
Trying to game all night.
And what happens is
wow.
if you're not on your game, okay, I don't have to develop any strategies for him. He's gonna be, you know, who he is.
Right, right.
But you want to be so impactful that the enemy's thinking, how am I going to get him off his game?
Stop that.
Right. Dude. Right.
Because if you think about it.
Okay. Okay.
If you're facing a number one receiver, if you're facing Jamar Chase of Cincinnati mm-hmm. or the guy's name for the Rams, Cooper Kupp.
Okay.
The defensive coordinator for the other team is like, we need to develop a strategy so that this guy does not catch 20 passes. Mm-hmm. He does not score 4 touchdowns. Mm-hmm. If you're Cooper Kupp's backup, it's like, we don't have to plan for him because this guy, he doesn't even know what route to run.
Ooh.
Good gracious.
Look, Cooper Kupp's back. Look, for Cooper Kupp's backup, if you're listening to this podcast, he was just using that as an example.
He's not saying
that there's no strategy developed for you. Just want to put that out there.
Self-check. They call it a self-check. That's what we used to call back in the day.
Look.
You have to guard him. It's self-check. So,
I mean, think about it. Back in the day,
when
you had Michael Irvin and Jerry Rice.
Right.
Those are the guys that you tried to develop strategies for, right?
Mm-hmm. Right, yes.
Mm-hmm. Nobody knows who was Michael Irvin's backup. Nobody knows that.
Yeah, yeah.
True.
Yeah, most people don't know that it was me. But, you know, that's a whole nother story. So, in my dreams. But right. That's a great statement right there, Boone, because using that analogy, oftentimes they will send a double team, or they'll send a triple team. Mm-hmm. They may send a linebacker to spy. Well, you know that routine where they use that strategy they use. So think of that when we're talking about being an impact player. So you're going through stuff, right? When we're going through something, and then we're going through another thing, and then we're going through another thing. And we're like, man, why is it everything is coming my way? Why am I having all of these struggles? Well, think about this analogy right here. You are impact player. So therefore, the strategy is to throw a double team, a triple team at you, because they don't want you to get off the line of scrimmage. They try to hold you back because they know the impact that you're going to have in the game. They know the impact that you're going to have on people's lives. They know the impact. So when you're at that type of war and they send the infantry at you first. Mm-hmm. Those are the you're going to get those shots, and then they're going to send the tank division at you because the infantry is not holding you back. Then they're going to send the jets with the bombs and the missiles at you because you're still moving forward. And it's just on and on, and they're going to keep doing it. But you, Russ, Boone, are going to get to the end zone anyway, because it's already written that you're going to score no matter what they throw at you. Oh my gosh, man!
Yes, sir. Yeah.
And you got to believe that. You got to believe that.
You have to believe that.
Yeah, the battles. You know, the war is real, and all those battles you were talking about. We should recognize those battles as a blessing. Actually, you know, I think sometimes we tend to look at the battle like, man, why? Like you just said, here I am in another battle. Like I'm going through another battle, and I think all of us can get weary because we're humans, right? You can get weary, mm-hmm. like, Lord, when's this battle going to stop? And the answer is, they're never going to stop because you are in a war. And I just have to remind myself of that sometime, that don't get battle weary. Don't get, you know, discouraged, you know, because mm-hmm. you're going through the battle, but be encouraged, like encourage yourself knowing that you got to be doing something right. If these battles are coming, because what you both of you guys just said, the enemy is trying to put a check on you because he knows your power. So those battles, man, I'm looking at them battles different now, man. I really am.
Man, that right there. And think about if you had, remember, there was who was that guy? There was a, I can't remember, the receiver for Cincinnati who used to say that nobody could check him. Nobody could defend him. He said, no matter who you put on me, I'm still going to score. I'm still going to catch. He was like, Ocho, go ahead.
Ocinco.
Yeah,
that's him, yeah.
So he went into the game. He went into every single game with that mindset, that confidence. And so if we only would adapt that, I'm not his outside of the game antics, but what he focused on when he was in the game.
Okay.
If we went into that mindset that no matter what is thrown at me, no matter where I am in the battle, I'm going to come out victorious anyway. Man, if we just wake up every morning with that attitude.
Like that.
Unstoppable. Impactful.
No, I like that. I like that.
You have to anticipate. You have to anticipate battles. Yes. And what happens is, once you have victory in one area for a given time,
right,
you'll have another battle in another area. For instance, if you're having issues at the crib with your first lady, and you get victory in that area, then the enemy is going to go after your kids. If you can't get your kids, he'll go after your job. And one of the lines in the song that I mentioned, "This Means War," he says, "You can't have my family. You can't have my breakthrough. You can't have my increase."
That's right.
You got to declare these things, brothers.
Declare it. Declare it.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Now, in these times, I mean, you talk about battle fatigue. How about COVID fatigue?
Wow.
Every time you turn around, there's a story about COVID. And and granted, we didn't want all the snow that we got, but for once in a long time, weather was the top story versus COVID being a top story.
How about that?
First Lady Morgan said something about that as well. We were sitting down and the news was on and they were talking about the snow and she said, "Thank God." Thank God they're talking about something other than COVID.
COVID, yeah, yeah. Again, that's a testament to to a battle. I think there's an internal battle going on there with many of us, paying too much attention to things that, number one, we can't control, and things that are in the master's hands. And those things can add stress to your lives. That's one thing I recognize, that, with my first lady, she's under stress and worrying a lot about getting sick. And I understand it because the media is telling you, it's on the rise, it's coming, it's going to get you. So that fear comes in. And again, that's a battle all on its own.
All on its own, man.
So anyway.
And you think about the sensationalism of those type of stories.
Yeah.
And then it went from, us now, that when they first started out, it was like everybody needs to get vaccinated, blah, 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 to, create the herd. What is it? A herd?
Immunity.
Immunity. Thank you.
Yes.
And so it went from that to now, it's not a matter of if you get it, it's when you get it, because everybody's going to get it.
Right.
And so that then you start thinking, every time you have a sniffle or you feel funny in your body, you think it, I think I got COVID.
I got the Rona. Yeah,
COVID,
yeah.
COVID. No, yeah. Man, your body's just doing what it does. The same thing. But anyway. I'm not trying to downplay it, because it is real. We know that it's real.
It is
real. But we don't have to be tied up to not be able to live our lives because of it.
I agree.
what the Bible tells you to do. Have sound mind. Do not fear.
That's right.
Second Timothy, right? Come on, Boone.
Right.
Yeah. What are we talking about?
What are we talking about?
We're talking about fear, man.
God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind.
And sound mind.
Timothy.
Yes.
1:7.
1:7. That's my boy.
Yes, sir.
So when we realize that, then there's no reason to fear. You just use sound judgment. Yeah. Do the things you need to do. But anyway, we're getting off track. Well, that's part of
that's my point.
Part of the your daily plan. When you have to have a strategy, right, for being at battle, being at war.
Yes.
And part of that daily plan is getting connected with your inner man, inner spirit.
Absolutely. Yeah. But to the original point, and you're right, Joe. But I'm gonna say it again, and I may sound repetitive, but we have got to recognize that we are in a war.
Yeah.
I know that sounds repetitive, man, but I just know that we have to accept that every day that you wake up, that you're in a war, and that battle may come and it may not come. Don't get me wrong. You don't have to be paranoid, but we have to, if we're wise about it, I think we have to recognize that battles are part of the war, is my only point.
Yeah.
So. And let me just say, because I did tell you guys how the topic came, it was obviously because of you know, a bunch of things in the media and the COVID, and I was watching all this, but it also hit home personally this past week when I'll give you the short version. I got into a verbal argument with a business, a friend actually, slash family member slash business partner. So that's what the relationship looked like. So we got into a phone call, and that particular person accused me of something on the phone. So temper started flaring, my voice went up, and you guys know when I go from Bruce Banner to Hulk, y'all know the story. Mm-hmm. I'm not a good guy. I realize that's one of my constant battles. It's been one of my battles all my life. So anyway, I lost my temper, blew up, actually cursed him out somewhat. I did curse him out. Let me stop trying to sugarcoat it. Anyway,
don't sugarcoat it, man.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm trying to look. No, I cursed him out, right? So I lost my temper, guys. And going back to one of our former podcasts about accountability, I've been down this road before. I've seen the movie. So first thing I did was I called Boone. Boone prayed for me. I got myself together, reconciled myself, got back to Bruce Banner status, and I reached out to dude and apologized, right?
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that to make, oh, Russ is a good guy. He, you know, he did the right thing. No, it was due to a level of accountability. One, two, realizing that I just lost a battle, right? Because mm-hmm. Anger and temper is one of my battles. I recognize that. So I lost this battle, but I said to myself, the Holy Spirit said to me, what can you do to reconcile it right now? So, you know, again, reaching out to him, and I'm sure we didn't talk, but we did text each other. So I'm going to eventually talk to him probably this week. My point is, I realized, like, man, I said, this thing is real. Just like Boone, you said, just when you think you got stuff together, because, you know, we've had several podcasts on this subject, and I'm like, oh man, I got my anger in check. I was having a great day, guys, moving along, nothing on my horizon that would signal that I was going to have a blow up day. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And man, the battle hit right then and there, fast and furious. And I realized that even with me praying in the morning, you know, trying to get my strategy, right. You know, my daily prayer, Father, please watch over me today. Guide me, direct me, show me what you have for me today and protect my spirit. Amen. So, you know, that's my devotional in the morning to some degree as I meditate and read scripture, whatever. Even with all that, guys, that's my point. Even with all that, the battle came and I lost the battle.
Yeah.
That quickly. And it could have been, I think of the what ifs, you know, if it was in person, could have been verbal, it could have gotten higher. But I realized that, man, I was like, this thing is real. That's why I said we need to spend one more podcast on the battles that hit us, and I think it's also we should also recognize what are our battles, like what areas in our lives are we prone to have battles with the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
I celebrate with my brother in the fact that now this happened on Thursday,
right?
And he did not dwell in that mess. He got himself together. He sought accountability. Episode one. And before Thursday was out, he was good. He was back in the game.
Yes, sir.
And what we admonish brothers to do is to, even though you find yourself on the losing end of a battle, mm-hmm. that's not the end. That's not the end of the story. You got to get back in the game. We've said on other podcasts, once you fumble the ball, once you've thrown that interception, hey, you got to get back in the game.
Get back in the
game. You gotta have a short memory when it comes to failure, when it comes to disappointing yourself.
Yeah.
So I applaud you, my brother. You didn't let that thing linger. Before the day was out, mm-hmm. you were back on your thing. So
appreciate that.
Much props to you.
Thank you, brother. Holy Spirit is good. God is good. Appreciate that.
All the time. All the time. So, yeah. So now that's a great real life example of what that battle looks like. And mm-hmm. remember, I was talking about, you know, being an impact player,
right?
And the enemy trying to exploit the weaknesses.
Mm.
That's what he's going after.
There you go. There
so
you go.
You've identified your weak spot.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
So that's the spot he's going to go after each time because he knows that's your weak spot. It reminds me
of your flavor.
Yeah, he knows your flavor. So I'm gonna throw this in right quick, but this reminds me of a few years ago when we had a men's conference, and the theme of the men's conference was battle tested, I think it was, or something along that line. And so it opened up with a guy in a boxing ring, and it showed him in this ring in this fight. And he was getting knocked around, knocked down, you know, getting back up. But he was taking a licking, but he kept on ticking. He kept getting back up. And then eventually he ended up and the battle was against, you know, whatever adversities that we're experiencing. It could be drug abuse. It could be pornography. Sure. It could be anger, whatever it is. But he was in this battle and he would lose a round. He would lose, he would get knocked down, take the standing eight count, get back up, but then he still got in the fight, and then eventually he won the overall competition against whatever that thing is. So with that being said, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come on back, and we're going to talk about how do we get through some of those battles.
Yeah. I like that. Amen.
Have you put in place the tools and marketing strategies that will drive the revenue and growth outcomes for your business? Are you looking to expand your brand and image nationally and globally? Commercials, podcasting, graphics, and marketing support are just some of the ways we can dress up your business for prime time. We are EliteConversations.com. To learn more about us, check us out at EliteConversations.com, our website, email us at ecpodcastmedia@gmail.com, or call us at 301-900-5703. There are many people that need to know about the wonderful products and services you have to offer. Let Elite Conversations help you to get the word out.
Hey, what's up, fellas? If you're looking for healthy, thought-provoking conversations on a variety of topics dealing with life issues, via transparent, open dialogue for men who need a dose of honest, engaging, and heartfelt discussions, tune in to Inside the Armor, airing Mondays at 8 a.m., hosted by
Joe,
Russ,
and yours truly, Boone. We would love to have you vibe with us as we talk about our trials and our triumphs, our messes and our successes. Join us for Inside the Armor Mondays at 8 a.m. Iron sharpening iron, one podcast at a time. All right, we're back. A battle-tested, brothers. We are back.
Yeah, exactly. Battle-tested. That is for sure.
Are you up for the fight?
Man, I'm telling you. Joe, you said before the break, we're going to talk, talk about strategies to deal with it. And, I know I belabored the point about recognizing we're in a war. I think, if I have to, micro think it, if you will. One thing I realize is when it comes to, and this is for the believer or the non-believer, because the non-believer won't really recognize this. The believer knows that we're in a spiritual warfare, but I think even the non-believer would admit that there's good and bad in the world, right? So one of the things I do personally, whenever I see, and I don't know if you guys agree with me on this, but whenever I see chaos, confusion, anything that's out of order, I realize that in my opinion, that I know it's not of God. Like there's God, because God doesn't operate in that spiritual arena, right? Mm-hmm. He's not a God of confusion, not a God of chaos. But we know the deceiver is. So even when I look back on my, you know, my recent battle, if I was really on my game, and I don't get me wrong, I'm on my game sometimes because I'm able to catch it before it even arises to a point of a battle. If I sense chaos, confusion, or stress, I immediately say to myself, I don't know if you guys do this, but I go, this is of the evil one. This is not of God. This is out of order. And I try not to overanalyze it, but I internally analyze it and have to prepare my spirit. And it happens in my relationship quite often. I love First Lady, man, but y'all know where I'm going with this. When First Lady says something that's out of order, that is meant to cause some confusion, that you know is getting ready to create a battle, okay? Right, because you know it. We know that as men, we know it. We can handle it a couple ways. We can ignore it, which I do sometimes, not always good, but I do ignore it because I know I don't want to fight the battle at that moment. Or two, listen and analyze it and strategize, okay, how am I going to handle this battle? Because I believe that for men, especially married men, one of our consistent battlefronts can be, and I think is a lot of times with our wives or something going on within a relationship, because I there's no such thing as a perfect relationship. So I know that that's true, but I say all that to say, what is your strategy? Like as I say to myself, what is your strategy to deal with this? Cause my First Lady will hit me with something, man. And a battle will be sitting there ready to go. And I'm saying, do I call the Air Force, the Marines, or do I just stand down and just anyway, I just wanted to get y'all's thought on that, in terms of being prepared for the battle. Do you think about stuff like that?
Well, one of the things that you have to keep in mind is the fact that it's not First Lady that's attacking you. It's the spirit.
That's right.
That chose to use First Lady.
Right.
To administer that attack to you.
Correct. Yep.
And once you take that dynamic out of the picture, then your battle plan can go into effect.
I like that. I like that. Mm-hmm. That's good.
And as a matter of fact, now I'm not going to tell you to do this, but if anybody's First Lady goes off like that, you might just say, "Now you're going to let the enemy use you like that?"
yeah, how about that?
See how that work out for you, yeah.
Yeah, see how that works out for you.
Been there, done that one. Shoot, that's funny. I did that the other day, actually. That's funny. I did that, I think it was about a week or so ago. I said something to that flavor, and it caught off guard. She paused, and she backed up off her argument, actually. She backed up off of it. I remember that. Mm-hmm. And because I didn't say it in an arrogant tone. It's I agree with you, Boone. It's how you say it, because I didn't say it in an arrogant tone. I basically she was trying to argue, and I basically said, I said I can't mess with that spirit right now, baby. That spirit it's not you. And man,
de-escalation, baby.
I de-escalated that joint. Battle. That was a battle plan, fella. I may not have known it, but that's a battle plan. Like but again, how I said it, because I think you can say it and come off as arrogant. So.
So I'm going to throw a little different spin on it.
Okay.
Because I like to do that sometimes.
Absolutely.
And of course, we all think differently.
Yes,
but I often will say that, when it comes to those conversations that happen with our wives or through our wives.
Right.
We have to be able to separate the message from the messenger.
Yeah,
and I know when it comes to my First Lady, sometimes her, because she's very direct, okay, in her approach, and it doesn't necessarily, I don't necessarily receive it that well, but when I separate her directness with the message that she's giving me, mm-hmm. I can often recognize that it's actually a message that God is giving me. He's just using her as the conduit. Yeah. And I need to hear what she's saying to actually change my behavior or change the direction or the
trajectory.
I'm trying to use that word because I can never use
it. Trajectory.
Yeah, trajectory.
There we go.
Because I could be going in a direction that I think is right.
Right. Yep.
But she can see it as, or God sees it as different, and he uses her to get me there or keep me from going in the direction that I'm going. And I've done that a number of times, thought that I was right, felt that I was right, but it turns out,
come on, bro,
that I was way wrong.
Yep. Push that button.
Guilty.
We all been there.
Yeah. And then Guilty. The thing that Boone said about there being no perfect relationship.
Right.
And I'm going to agree to disagree on that one too, because
okay.
This is that what reason. I said?
There's I no said perfect that. Relationship. I said that.
Oh, Boone. That. Okay. Russ said it. One of y'all said it. Yeah. But, and I dodged that bullet, huh, Boom. But
get my attorney on right. this
what
slander.
I'm talking about.
Let me get my attorney.
Slander.
Hilarious. When two opposites, right? Okay. So you have the yin and the yang, you have the right. positive and the negative.
Okay.
And together they actually work perfectly.
Okay.
Romans 8:28.
So therefore, and this goes beyond just with our significant other imparting in us, but also when we impart in them, it may not be that opposite brings us into a balance to make it perfect for what God needs to use it for.
So God sees it. Okay.
Now God sees it. So he gave you your wife and he gave her you. Mm-hmm. Because there's something that he's trying to accomplish with the both of you, but it takes the both of you to make it happen.
Makes sense.
So we may not see, we can't see the end result, but he already knows. And he knows that First Lady, Russ, that she needs to say these things to you to get you to a place where he needs you to go.
It makes sense. Now that makes a lot of sense, yeah. Because I've always said, you know, through what our First Lady say, and I know I've learned this through from Pastor, you have to put weight to what your wife says. I think as a man, it would be wise to put weight to what your wife says, the good and the bad, and the things that make you feel uncomfortable. And there are times when, you know, I think it's fair to say that a woman will say things that are emotional in nature and irrational in nature. And from a man's standpoint, I'm sure many men can relate to this. You sit there and go, what is she talking about? Like she's not making any sense, where she's just talking from emotion. There's no facts behind it. There's no, no rationale behind it. She's just talking from her feelings. And I think we all know that feelings can deceive us, right? So, you know, when your wife is sometimes talking to you or speaking to you out of feelings, and what she's saying is, again, accusing you of something that's completely wrong, saying something that's completely wrong, I do believe you have to, you know, put weight to it, but you can also throw it out. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to put a woman down. I'm saying there are times when she'll say something that is complete nonsense. You have to throw it.
Actually, emails coming on that one.
Yeah. And that's fine because, well, look, I'll throw it back at me. I'm sure that if you played the videotape, she would say the same thing about me. There are times when I say things that, you know, as a man, I'm thinking, like you said, Joe, I think I'm right. And she's like, you're completely wrong. And she's right. You know, I think it's a balance, right? There's no, I don't think either one of us can claim to know it all or to be right all the time, but you have to put weight to what each other what each other is trying to communicate, because I think that's one of the part of the dance of marriage. So
yeah, and part of the dance of relationship, period. You know, it doesn't just have to be marriage.
True.
It can be business related relationships.
Great.
Right,
great point. Yes.
Work relationships,
kids
yeah. You know, kids, that's a battle in itself until they get to a certain age,
right?
So we won't even go into that one.
Yeah, that's a whole other podcast. That's
a whole other podcast.
Yeah, there. Save that one for episode 30.
Yeah,
Yeah, save that 30, one.
30 through 50.
Oh, but, man, I can see it now.
But yeah, that's great stuff to ponder on a daily basis. So when we start to talk about, you know, how do you prepare for these war situations? You know, one of the things that you started off saying, Russ, was having that devotion in the morning, right? Getting yourself ready, praying, asking God to cover and protect you. In addition, I think also when, you know, as I was using the analogy of the impact player and the enemy or the opposition focusing on your weaknesses, we also need to be preparing for that attack. We need to be preparing for, what's going to be coming our way.
Yeah.
And we need to know the strategies of the enemy.
Right.
So, you know, we don't want to just be in there talking about, hey, you know, I got this, you know, now you might not have it. You might need some assistance. Well, we know you need assistance. We need Holy Spirit, Holy Ghost assistance, accountability. Like you were able to reach out to Boone and get that prayer that helped you come back to where you were supposed to be, which allowed you to go and reconcile.
Yes.
It's all of those things are that prep, that preparation for our daily preparation to handle the battle, to handle the wars that we face every day.
Yes, sir. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. No, I think that is that's a great, great point, man, because you know, we like you said, we need to be prepared. I was reading, I'm not saying this brother wasn't prepared, but I read something. I just wanted to bring this quick example up. I know we're going to close out soon, but this brother, talking about battles. So we've talked about, you know, all kinds of things, whether it's, you know, drugs, alcohol, pornography, women, men, you know, whatever your anger, all these different things that are battlefronts for us, right? You know, sexual temptation. But this brother, he's a coach for University of Maryland. I don't know if you guys read the story, but real quick, the guy's making six figures. I think his salary is something like $300,000-$400,000, and he just got laid off for 30 days and is facing firing. And you go, why? And you go, well, he got caught soliciting a prostitute for $80, a sting operation, right? So it rang in my spirit, because I'm sitting here like, whoa, you know, I said, you know, obviously that was a battle for him, you know, temptation, right? Sexual temptation. So he took the bait for $80. He's risking a six figure plus. I thought I read he's making $200,000 or $300,000 a year. And I thought about that, and I was like, man, I said, this thing is so real. And I said, I'm not saying, you know, because I don't know him, not judging him in any way, but I was saying to myself, he either didn't have a plan, forgot the plan, or just didn't even think about it. And I guess it's just as an example, I just, you know, thought it was appropriate just to bring that up and say, is, you know, you're one decision away. So, you know, we're talking about battle and creating a plan to prepare for that battle. But my point is, the consequences of not doing that could cost you, you know, your destiny.
There's a difference between having a plan and implementing that plan.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Now, the brother could have had a plan, but when sister came through, that plan went out the window.
Right. Yep.
But as you were talking, Russ, how many of us have fallen for the okie doke?
Oh, man.
And you can just picture the enemy just laughing because we fell for the okie doke. And I think at those times, it's when we feel worse because it was a layup and we blew a layup basically.
Sure.
Like that position I used to play, the position I used to hold when I was playing football in high school. Unlike you, Russ, I was playing three positions: end, guard, and tackle. Right.
Okay. Yeah.
End of the bench, guard the water, and tackle anybody that got next to it. Okay. So there was the opposition didn't have to prepare for me.
No strategy.
Yeah. No strategy was needed. But now that I'm walking this walk, that I've accepted Jesus in my life, that I have, I'm trying to do the right thing.
Right.
Now you can best believe that there's strategy. He knows my weaknesses and he'll come at me at my weakest point. And if I'm not battle ready,
yeah,
then I'll fall, which I have fallen, but then I have to take that battle that I've lost, learn from it.
Yeah.
Get the right equipment, right? Mm-hmm. So he threw a grenade into the camp. So now I need to put up something that's going to block the grenades from coming in. But anyway,
how about that?
I need to prepare for the next time, strengthen up my weaknesses.
Yeah.
And be prepared for what's coming my way.
Absolutely.
Think about it, fellas. I mean, the name of this podcast, Inside the Armor,
mm-hmm.
is based on the fact that we are in a battle.
Yeah,
I mean, our core scripture, Ephesians 6:11-18.
Right.
Put on the whole armor of God that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy. The whole armor. We can't go up in there with the breastplate off or the shield of faith off.
Right.
And as a part of our daily devotion in mm-hmm. the morning, you mm-hmm. know you're going to face battles. By faith, put on that whole armor.
Put on the whole armor.
That let us make that a part of our devotion.
Yes.
Love it.
I want to share another one that will really speak to your spirit when you're in the battle.
Okay.
And that's please. Psalm 27.
Okay.
So if you find yourself in the battle, Psalm 27, just read that on a daily and just meditate on what it says. Mm-hmm. But the first line is, "The Lord is my light and my salvation."
Mm-hmm.
And I'll let you read the rest for yourself. But that right there, "The Lord is my light and my salvation," will carry him.
Powerful. Powerful right there.
And remember, because this is a spiritual battle, we have to fight with spiritual weapons.
Come on.
So the word tells us, "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal."
Right, flesh and blood.
No. "But are mighty through the tearing down of strongholds."
That's right. That's right.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And we're battling to get out of here as the credits roll.
Yes, sir.
Please email us any questions, concerns, questions on anything that we talked about. I would enjoy any feedback from anyone. Any listener.
If you like it, if you don't like it, let us know. Battle tested. We have thick skin and we have armor.
Yes, we do. Amen.
So reach out at info.insidethearmor@gmail.com. Again, that's info.insidethearmor@gmail.com. Peace.
Peace.
Peace.